Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, when doctors give you bad reports and they say, would your mother or your father die of cancer or heart trouble? It's your DNA. Well, my guest has been shown how to supernaturally change your DNA. He calls it genetic salvation, in which God has literally shown him, and thousands of people have done this now. You go all the way, not just four generations, you go all the way where the flaw started, Adam and Eve. You break those curses, and you're walking in new DNA. Now, my guest is African. He was born in Zambia. Dr. Francis Miles, you Africans provoke me to jealousy no end. You understand the invisible world. Why does it appear as though the Africans that sell out to the kingdom of God understand the supernatural better than us here in America?
Well, that's because it's in Africa. You grow up in a culture where it's already charged for the supernatural. The only problem is charged the other way, where it's more the demonic supernatural.
Yes.
But you are raised to see which doctors literally perform what would be signs and wonders if you did not know Jesus. Is astounding things, and you grow up around it, so you're aware that we are not alone in this world. There's another world out there.
Well, it's hard to believe. At age 18... His body has painful boils. He drops to under 100 pounds. And as he just said, he went to the doctors. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. Then he went to the witch doctors. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. And he was in critical shape. But in the meantime, the nastiest student at his school had an encounter with the Lord. And so he saw such a transformation. He talked to him, and this friend of his said, well, if you come out to my church, you'll be healed. So he's not too interested in God and Jesus. He just wants to be healed. So he goes to the church, but he got something that he didn't bargain for. He had a genuine encounter with the living God. But he wasn't healed. However, a month later, a mysterious light comes into him. Tell me about that.
I was living with an alcoholic uncle, and I went to sleep on a bed that was on the floor. And then all of a sudden, the room that I was in was filled with the most brilliant white light I've ever seen in my life. It was the manifestation of the glory of God. And then that white light beamed into me from my head down to the sole of my feet, and then literally in seconds unzipped my body like opening up a luggage. And my spirit stood up, and I could see my lifeless body on the floor, on the bed. I could see everything. I was aware of everything around me, and my spirit looked like my body, you know. And then suddenly the glory of God lifted me up, and I found myself on top of the roof of the house we were living in. I could see the neighborhood, and then all of a sudden, in front of me, on top of the house, I see this demonic prince. I saw this demonic principality filled with what I could only call as rivers of hate. I've never seen so much hate out of anybody. Demons really hate people. And I looked at this demon, and all of a sudden, it came after me. But there was no fear in me, though.
You're a baby believer. How come you had no fear?
That was the most interesting thing because, you know, the way I was raised, I should be very afraid. Because we are raised to be afraid of the demonic world and what they can do to you. Witches are a legend in Africa. So I should be afraid. But instead, there was zero fear in my spirit. As I looked, and by the way, when I looked at the demon, my spirit could scan the history of the spirit. I knew exactly the dimension of the spirit, what it could do. I mean, it was amazing, just like in seconds. And then when it reached out for me, we began to fight, and it was a 50-50 percent fight seed. Then all of a sudden, something changed. Right above us, the sky, the heavens opened up, like a roundly opened up. And as it opened up, the same shining, glorious light that entered my bedroom covered the neighborhood to a degree whereby I could see something very tiny in my neighbor's yard. The whole neighborhood was covered with light, and I thought, everybody's going to rise up and come out and watch what's going on. They must be seeing this. And nobody came out. And then all of a sudden, so me and this demonic principality are now looking towards the heavens, and we see a majestic golden hand of a man with a huge nail imprint in his hands. And it rested over us. And all of a sudden, a door opens out of his hand. A door opens, and the blue scroll comes out. And he speaks, as a blue scroll comes towards me, he speaks to me, and he says, "Son, use my word." And the scroll comes, and I touch it, and it goes into me. Now, I'm a baby Christian. And so the only scripture I know is John 3:16.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He knows this. Okay.
Yes, and so that's the only thing I remember, because coming from a Catholic background, that's the only Bible I had. Was John 3:16. And so I said it. I said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish." When I said it, there was a lightning from one end of the heavens to the next. Then the lightning was followed by what I could call billions of thunders. It was the largest sound I've ever heard in my life. The authority of the word shocked me. It was amazing. Everything shook, and I thought the houses were going to collapse into rubble. And the next thing that I saw was this demonic principality was lying flat, head first by my feet. After the glory of God left, and I got back into my body, I was instantly healed from 3 years of all the boils. Everything in my body, all the pains, disappeared completely.
I like that. Wouldn't you like that? But you see, he saw this invisible world. And he has such revelation on what he calls genetic salvation. I want you to teach him that when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet. In addition to archive programs, you'll be able to also watch special ministry and mentoring sessions taped at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the best teachers in the various gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will also be able to enter into the presence of God through anointed worship and special soaking prayer sessions. Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible. You will be taught and receive impartation to walk in the supernatural of God like never before.
That's sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Francis, explain what a generational curse is.
Well, the Lord taught me that a generational curse, if you break up the word generation is made up of two words, gene and the word ration. He said a generational curse is a curse that's attached to the ration of genes you receive from your ancestors.
Oh, so that's interesting. The genes of your ancestors are the generational curse. Okay, and tell me how these patterns affect families.
Oh, they affect families, you know, because when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, you know, see, Adam and Eve were created with the DNA of God. And when they fell, they lost that DNA. And so when they lost that DNA, now from Adam onwards, since the fall of Adam, every bloodline on the planet, no matter how famous it is has compromised genetics. And because the enemy has demonic pathways in the genetics, he can still afflict God's people, even when they are believers, because of whatever, what the Lord called leans, demonic leans against the DNA. And for some people, the demonic leans is spinsterhood. So no matter how beautiful the women are, they never get married. Some people, it's financial calamity. Whatever lineage is in the bloodline, connected to a ration of genes they received from their ancestors, can affect their life tremendously.
You have been shown things that I've never heard of before. For instance, where did you learn, what is and where did you learn jump the line?
Well, when the Lord came to me and visited me 4 years ago, he said to me, it is time. And I said, Lord, what do you mean it is time? He said, it is time for my people to experience genetic salvation. I said, God, what is genetic salvation? He said, genetic salvation is when the finished work of the cross is applied to the healing of my people's genetics and giving them a new genetic inheritance. So the enemy has no voice in the genetics to come against their prophetic destinies. And so he then took me into the spirit and he showed me a group of believers who were standing in front of a bloodline. But in the bloodline we're standing in front of, there was a lot of sound, like almost like a broken radio. Mm-hmm. And he said, that sound you're hearing in the blood is a sound of the iniquities from the forefathers that are fighting against my people coming into their destiny. He said, I want to silence that voice by my people receiving my genetic inheritance. He said, when I came to the planet, my blood was shed not only to forgive your sins, but to create a whole new bloodline because Abraham missed the first bloodline.
So what does someone do when you tell them to jump the bloodline?
Prophetic act. When they jump the prophetic bloodline, they're simply saying prophetically that they are leaving the heritage of the compromised genetics of their ancestors and jumping into the Messiah's flawless prophetic bloodline.
That sounds pretty good to me. Tell me about a businessman that did that.
We had a businessman who had four failed businesses and got the hold of this revelation, and in his garage, you know, he did the prophetic act of renouncing his attachment, allegiance to his natural lineage, corrupted lineage, and he embraced the Messiah's lineage and jumped over the line. Within about 3 weeks, he was offered $5 million for one of his businesses. Never had happened that before.
Okay, how about illness? Tell me about the woman with rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, there was a woman who had rheumatoid arthritis, and we asked her on a scale of 1 to 10 how bad it is. She said 20 plus. There are days I asked Jesus to cut off my legs. It's that bad. She could hardly walk, and getting her in a church seat was a hassle for the church. And getting her out was another hassle because everything would collapse.
I can understand.
Well, when she jumped the line, she could hardly jump, actually. The prophetic act, because it was very difficult for her, but she did her best. When she jumped, said within less than 50 seconds, she began to run up and down the church. The pastor was an amazing thing.
If God could heal someone of that had that type of lineage, he can change the DNA of any problem that you have, not just sickness, finances, family, all of these. When you come back, I want to find out some more about what God is showing you prophetically, about what's shortly going to happen to President Obama.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Dr. Francis Miles' anointed book, Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek, and his audio CD teaching, How to Change Your DNA, plus his powerful two-part audio CD teaching, The Blessing of Abraham. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9198. Through his book and audio CD teachings, you will understand the laws that govern generational curses and generational blessings. Overthrow generational curses permanently. Learn about the 8 ingredients to obtain the ancient blessing of Abraham. On his audio CDs, Francis Miles will lead you in prayers of renunciation to break every generational curse, prayers to transform the corrupted generational DNA into the supernatural DNA of God, to set you free in every area of your life so you can fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose.
I've listened to the CDs. I have read the book. And all I can tell you is, I have a new freedom.
Don't miss out on getting Dr. Francis Miles' anointed book, Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek, and his audio CD teaching, How to Change Your DNA, plus his powerful two-part audio CD teaching, The Blessing of Abraham. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9198. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9198 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I have heard of being immersed in water. I have heard of being immersed in the Spirit. But have you ever heard of being immersed in love? Dr. Francis was subjected to a lot of bigotry because he was black and he was going to a white Bible school. And he was told to pray for a white couple. And he didn't want to, but he loved God so much that he prayed for that couple and he got baptized in love. Tell me briefly what happened.
Yes, all of a sudden I'm looking at them and having difficulty trying to pray for them because of the bitterness and the anger that was in my heart. A vial of liquid love was poured on my head. And as it was coming down, my mind became alive to how much God loves people, period. I knew in that moment that God loves people beyond measure. And then by the time it got to my heart, I fell in love with this white couple more than I've ever felt for my own mother.
But you had bigotry your whole life. I mean, it wasn't just the Bible school. I mean, how can you just instantly change like that? How could you love this white couple with all that you went through?
It was so supernatural when it came upon me. As the love came up, as it came upon me, and this baptism happened, my heart changed like this. It was so overpowering. There was nothing I could do to stop it.
Okay, this liquid love. You were praying for someone that had been insane for 20 years. What happened?
Yeah, they brought this woman, one of the most difficult cases to pray for, because she smelled, very smelled, because she was insane and used to sleep in the trash cans. So you can imagine when you have not taken a bath in 20 years, that's not a good smell. And so everybody in the crusade was staying away from her because the smell was overpowering. The more they came closer, the more I could smell her. And all of a sudden, that liquid love came upon me. It came upon me, and the smell disappeared. And as the liquid love came upon me, I saw into her spirit. Her spirit was encircled by thousands of demons. And then her spirit looked up to me and said, Francis, I need your help. And then the Lord said, command them to unroll. And I said, unroll in the name of the Messiah. And it's like an invisible hand reached out and touched one of the demons by the tail and pulled them out. And the demons rolled out like that. And when the last one went out, the woman was instantly normal, and when she looked around, she was not properly dressed. She began to say, oh my God, she began to say, why am I looking like this? I mean, it was incredible. People started shouting and screaming.
She was in her right mind.
Hallelujah. She was in her right mind.
Okay, now, briefly, because we have just been invaded with a healing spirit of God's love. But before I turn Dr. Francis loose, when Senator Obama was running for president, God told you What did he say about him when he would that he would win?
He was 20 points behind Hillary Clinton. And what was amazing for me is that my focus was at that time was on the Republican primary. I didn't even see it coming. But I went to sleep and I had a prophetic dream in which I was at the nomination ceremony for the nominee for the Democratic Party. And I was in Denver. And when they opened the door, the announcer said, "Here comes our nominee, Senator Barack Obama." And when he came through, it was Barack Obama. And when he got to the podium and he began to accept, give his nomination speech, his words were slurred because in the dream, he was drunk. And then all of a sudden, he went from being drunk to praying in tongues. And I'm like, what happened? When he was praying in tongues, some of the people that were in the famous people that were around him began to walk away from him because they were shocked by him praying in tongues at the meeting. When it was all over, he walked out, and on his way out, he greeted me, and then I woke up. And the Lord said, "He's going to be president, and he will be president twice." He said, the first term, he's going to govern as a liberal. That's the drunkenness you saw in the dream. But there's a seed of Christ inside of him that is yet to be nurtured. And in the second term, as you pray, he will rise up and awaken to his faith. And it will come at great political cost, politically, to some of his liberal friends who have supported him when he changes in midstream.
Now, this will only happen. Listen to me.
Yes.
This will only happen if we pray. But I have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit right now. If you will pray for people, I believe we're going to see more miracles. I mean, I believe there's going to be an explosion of miracles. You felt the healing. Pray right now.
Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we come against cancers. We come against lupus. We come against diabetes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the healing power of God that's being released right now. In Jesus' name, the Messiah. There's a man by the name of Evans. I see you had an accident in your pickup truck. I think it's a blue Ford pickup. And since then, you've had tremendous back spasms. And I think you're in construction. You can hardly walk now. But I feel the healing power of God is coming to you right now. God is healing you. Then I see another woman that you are contemplating on what to do next because your doctors have told you that your cancer, you need a surgery for your cancer. But they are saying that you might lose your you might go blind in order for them to take out this cancer, but the Lord is healing you right now. There'll be no need for the cancer, and you're not going to lose your eyes in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm still soaking in it, but what did God show you between 2012 and 2022 for America?
The Lord said the next 10 years are going to be known as the golden years of the Melchizedek order. He said there's going to be a restoration of a clear understanding in the body of Christ of the Melchizedek priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will also lead to the greatest harvest of Jewish people since the day of the apostles.
Let that happen quickly. But what did he show you about the miraculous that'll be on earth?
Yes, that will be. He said, during that 10 years, he says, my body will begin to understand fully what it means to function as a king and a priest representing me in the earth. And he said, no, there is no king who is without power. Whatever there is, the word of the king, there is power. So he said, as my people begin to function as kings and priests, we are going to see more miracles. You know, it's going to be like the day of the church is going to. It's going to go, actually, it may even go beyond the healing, what we saw sometime in the healing movement, because it's going to be on a larger scale, not just an evangelist, but it's going to be the body walking in the supernatural.
Has God shown you anything about what Paul calls the one new man? When all these Jewish people have encounters with God, and then the ancient spiritual DNA on Jewish people mingles with the spiritual DNA on Christians. They come together, and Paul calls it one new man. What do you believe that will happen at that time?
Well, we're going to see the greatest revival ever because it is literally Elisha's double portion, being released on the earth.
And when Christians and Jews get a revelation of the blessings of Abraham. What are they briefly, the blessings of Abraham?
Well, the blessings of Abraham, very quickly, you know, Abraham got blessed when he met Melchizedek. See, Abraham was called in chapter 12, but he was not blessed. God says, I will bless you. He got blessed. Abraham's, I will bless you in chapter 12, became, I have blessed you when Melchizedek met him. It's the first thing he released. Blessed be Abraham of God Most High. That's when Abraham became blessed. So what we call the blessing of Abraham comes out of the Melchizedek priesthood. And it has several ingredients into it. One of them is the ability to represent that Melchizedek priesthood here on earth. That's why when God wanted to destroy Sodom, he could not do it without talking to Abraham, because he was the representative of that priesthood on the earth. So God will now begin to deal with us before anything happens in our nations, because we're representing a priesthood that is an executor over the nations. And so many things are attached to the blessing of Abraham.
Well, it's time you have a revelation, because if you're Jewish and you believe in the Messiah, you have the full blessings of Abraham.
Yes.
And if you're Gentile and you believe in the Messiah, you're the same as Abraham's seed by faith. So I pray you have a revelation of the blessings of Abraham. And you, when we go off the air, you jump over that bloodline and get free in Jesus' name.
Call now and get Dr. Francis Miles' anointed book, Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek, and his audio CD teaching, How to Change Your DNA, plus his powerful two-part audio CD teaching, The Blessing of Abraham. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9198. Through his book and audio CD teachings, you will understand the laws that govern generational curses and generational blessings. Overthrow generational curses permanently. Learn about the 8 ingredients to obtain the ancient blessing of Abraham. On his audio CDs, Francis Miles will lead you in prayers of renunciation to break every generational curse, prayers to transform the corrupted generational DNA into the supernatural DNA of God, to set you free in every area of your life so you can fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose.
I've listened to the CDs. I have read the book. And all I can tell you is, I have a new freedom.
Don't miss out on getting Dr. Francis Miles' anointed book, Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek, and his audio CD teaching, How to Change Your DNA, plus his powerful two-part audio CD teaching, The Blessing of Abraham. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9198. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9198 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Could sinister, invisible forces be blocking answers to our prayers, stopping loved ones from being saved, stopping your physical healing, fouling up your finances? My guest has been taught for many, many years about what the Bible calls the breaker anointing. And when she speaks, the breaker starts running interference for you, and you just walk along your merry way. Would you like to understand the breaker anointing?
Yeah.